Want to hear some great golf storytellers? Check out Invested in the Game, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode dives into the stories of people who have poured their time, resources, and passion into the world of golf, like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. So why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Because their clients don't just invest in markets, they invest in their passions too. Listen at charlesschwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just had Mary Kay on. Asked her about Shador, the fairness to Shador, the Browns being fair to Shador. Are we being fair to Shador? I think the Cleveland media has been very, for the ones I listen to anyway, I think we've been very fair to Shador Sanders. I think we've been very hospitable to Shador Sanders.
We've gone out of our way. If anything, I've been unfair to Dylan Gabriel and to Kenny Pickett.
Well, that's an interesting one because Daryl had something to say about Dylan Gabriel. I'm going to play that here in a second. Now, it wasn't like he was mean-spirited. James Rapine, boy, just was nasty about it with Dylan Gabriel. Ken Wyman said he wasn't even an NFL quarterback during Around the AFC North yesterday, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. And then Daryl was, where was Daryl at? Was it Afternoon Drive yesterday? It was on the station at some point yesterday and had this to say about Dylan Gabriel. On Bengals as well as Sports Illustrated. Who would you start if you were the Cleveland Browns? Who would you start at quarterback?
James.
Shador Sanders.
Week one?
Whoa!
Well, for sure, week one. But
whoa!
Can we start by giving him some first-team reps?
I mean,
what the hell are you drafting him for if you're not going to give him a few reps with Jerry Jeudy?
So that was James on Shador. Do we have Daryl on Dylan Gabriel?
I believe so.
Here we go. Apologies, everybody, including to Owen. Go ahead.
Dylan Gabriel shows some flashes, but he's a 7-on-7 quarterback. I feel like with the reps that they're giving him with the first team offense, they're preparing him to play this year. I don't know that that's a great idea having him play this year because I just don't think he's a legit NFL starter caliber quarterback. But that's obviously what they're going to do and what they want to do. Jimmy Haslam kind of made it pretty apparent yesterday that he wants to see that this year.
If we're being disrespectful to anybody in that quarterback room, we're being disrespectful to Dylan Gabriel.
And I'll probably continue to be that way.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Like, at least with Shador, the people that are being disrespectful to Shador and they have their motivations, whatever it may be, and we've gone over those in the past, they're lying to you. Like, they just won't outwardly say it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm basically telling you that I'm not being fair to Dylan Gabriel.
You just did?
Yeah.
There's
you
no basically
told us
about
you
it.
Only care about one quarterback on the team.
Yeah.
And everybody, I think, agrees with you.
Yeah, I want Joe Flacco to be good to go to start the season.
But you don't care about Joe Flacco and
no,
his future
beyond
with
that,
the Browns?
Beyond the first however many games.
Mm-mm. No.
It's like, all right, we've got to start to see, because I'm assuming, of course, that they're going to lose games and that the baton needs to be passed like sooner rather than later because we know what's coming in the draft. So that's my mindset right now. Is that a fair mindset? No. Like, you can't have that mindset if you're in Berea because guys are trying to win games. Guys are trying to, you know, earn contracts. You've got coaches and a GM that are trying to save their jobs.
I want people on the record right now.
They can't act like I'm acting.
Are we being wrong? Are we wrong to be dismissive of Dylan Gabriel? I think Owen needs to put together the montage just in case. If he'll get his crack at it, I think all four are going to get a crack at it. And he'll get his, and I think I'd be very surprised, but if Dylan Gabriel took off, then I think, Owen, you need to put the montage together. Everybody likes to put together the negative montage. Remember, we were featured in a commercial with a negative montage. You remember that. Everybody loves to put together the haters, the doubters. I think you need to put together the montage for Dylan Gabriel. The ones who are saying, not even an NFL quarterback, a 7-on-7 quarterback. That's as backhanded as it gets. Sorry, Daryl ain't here to defend himself. He will be tomorrow. But that's as backhanded as it gets when you call guys 7-on-7 quarterback. It's like you don't think any highly of him. Nobody really knows why he was drafted in the third round or here. I know he has a great mind for football. And it's like, okay, will he be a good football coach? I need him to be a good quarterback then. Can he be a good quarterback at the NFL level? I think a lot of people just doubt it and say, they either say no or they say, I have my doubts. I sincerely have my doubts. So I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Dylan Gabriel. I find it hard not to be dismissive of Dylan. I don't mean anything nasty. I feel bad saying that. I feel that the other three, like you look at Shador and you go, man, there's a ceiling there, man. There's a ceiling with this young man. There's a big, big, big ceiling here where if it clicks, good arm, athleticism's all right, processing's good, accuracy's pretty good. These things, there's a ceiling here with this guy. They weren't just, Mel Kiper wasn't just farting in your general direction over saying he's a first round guy and then getting emotional over the entire thing. And then when you get to Kenny Pickett, you go, okay, well, could we try to say that Kenny's going to be our Sam Darnold? Yeah, probably not. But there's.
Want to hear some great golf storytellers? Check out Invested in the Game, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode dives into the stories of people who have poured their time, resources, and passion into the world of golf, like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. So why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Because their clients don't just invest in markets, they invest in their passions too. Listen at charlesschwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a little bit of a hope there. Well, you know, it worked out for the Seattle Seahawks. People thought they were going to suck, and Geno Smith ended up being pretty good for him. And okay, Sam Darnold ended up getting his career off the mat, and maybe you're going to be able to do it for Kenny. Joe Flacco, I mean, he's a fan favorite. He's an elder statesman, and you let him to the playoffs, but nobody thinks that he's going to be around for very long, and neither does Joe, in all honesty. And they got Dylan Gabriel, and I think a lot of fans just go, what are you doing here? What are you doing here?
Well, he also doesn't have a fan base right now.
Like, he has some people on the internet. It's just not, Shador is the fan base is an animal of its own.
Right? Yeah, we're just not even hearing from them. They're not begging us to talk about him the way that Shador. I mean, I made the mistake of saying that the Shador storyline has not been nearly as big as I thought it would be when they drafted him. And people jumped all over me, and they started linking me to talking heads at Fox and ESPN who were bringing up Shador every day. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's SEO. It's every time they mention him, it's content that you're going to click on. Mm. But I can't deny, like, nobody's talking about Dylan Gabriel. Nobody cares about Dylan Gabriel.
Is it?
We don't have a fan base in our mentions every day on Dylan Gabriel.
Is it disrespectful to dismiss Dylan Gabriel here?
Probably.
Is it?
Probably,
is it?
Yeah.
Is it really disrespectful?
He was, in terms of value, the Browns affixed more value to that selection than they did taking Shador 144th
overall.
How
am I being disrespectful? I've called him smart. I said he was a good college quarterback. That's not disrespectful. He's not a dummy.
Daryl said he was a 7-on-7 quarterback.
Once
you throw an offensive line and defensive line in there, it changes things. I'm like, whoa.
Daryl, that is a backhanded type of shot, but I'll leave it there because do we want to throw that in his face tomorrow morning? Daryl joins us at 8, right? Or 8:20, whichever one. You can't miss any of the show. That's why you have to listen for all 4 hours. We'll get it. We'll throw it right in Daryl's face coming up tomorrow morning. He ain't going to know what hits him. Well, I'm not trying to be mean-spirited to Dylan Gabriel or disrespectful. I just think it's open and honest to be dismissive of Dylan Gabriel. People were shocked when he was taken in the third round. People were shocked that he was taken and that Shador Sanders was on the board, but we'll leave Shador Sanders off for another conversation. Look at where it was with Dylan Gabriel. You know your reaction when they drafted Dylan Gabriel. And I think a lot of people felt the same way when they drafted Cody Kessler, and you know who was saying you got to trust him on this. Because there were a couple of people around when it was the Senior Bowl, there were a couple of people around him, but there wasn't that big of a hubbub, and we knew that Kevin liked him. Okay, well, how many people really trust Kevin right now? It's under 50%. Maybe I'm being generous about that. So I'm only trying to be fair and honest about being dismissive of Dylan Gabriel. Doesn't mean I'm rooting against him. Doesn't mean that. I'm rooting for him. I root for any quarterback who's playing for the Cleveland Browns. So I want him to do well, but I can only be open and honest because I see where Shador's ceiling could be. What's Dylan Gabriel's ceiling? What is his ceiling? 8-year veteran backup in the NFL? What's the ceiling?
Yeah,
college football coach, NFL football coach? What's his ceiling? Franchise quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? Don't close your eyes if you're driving, obviously. If you're at a stoplight for just a moment, close your eyes and envision it. Shador Sanders, franchise quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Even the haters can envision it. Kenny Pickett, harder to envision
it. Yeah.
But
he's been a starter.
He's been a starter. He was taken in the first round.
With a winning record.
Can you really do? We did this with coaches all the time. Can you imagine Coach X actually holding the Lombardi Trophy? All right, can you imagine Dillon Gabriel being a franchise quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? The fifth-round guy is easier to imagine as the franchise quarterback of the Browns than it is for the third-round guy. None of what I'm saying is said with any malice or hate in my heart or any mean-spiritedness in my heart. I think the challenge is laid. I think the challenge is out there for everybody. Do you think I'm being mean?
I don't think you're being mean at all. I think I've been more mean than you have.
Owen, am I being mean?
No.
I'm not trying to be mean. It might come off as mean, but you guys know me. I try to be a nice guy for the most part. I'm not trying to be mean to the guy. He seems like a nice enough guy. There's plenty of nice guys that aren't NFL caliber franchise quarterbacks. Dillon Gabriel will start games, and I think he'll actually start games not just for the Cleveland Browns. I think he's smart enough where he could be a backup quarterback in the NFL. And if he can stay out of harm's way, maybe he can be a backup quarterback in the NFL for a while.
Hey, we've started 11 quarterbacks the last 2 years. So.
I can close my eyes and envision guys in college right now that could be franchise quarterbacks for the Cleveland Browns. Not named Arch Manning, don't even start. I can imagine guys in college right now. I can imagine the other two quarterbacks, not Joe, but the two other quarterbacks being franchised, I just can't do it. I have to be honest with you guys, not to be mean.
If you love golf or just great storytelling, you've got to check out Invested in the Game, a new original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode highlights remarkable people who have dedicated their time, energy, and heart to the sport. You'll hear from voices like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. Now, you might be wondering, why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Well, you might already know Schwab from their five other podcasts covering investing and the markets. Quick plug, you can find those at schwab.com/podcasts. But this one's different. Invested in the Game goes beyond finance into something many of Schwab's clients are deeply passionate about. Golf. Schwab has supported the game for decades through events, promotions, and sponsorships at both the pro and collegiate level. This podcast is their way of sharing the incredible stories behind the game. Listen now at schwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.